We ask ourselves, rightly so, what is the role of the chorale melody here in this movement? Its role is as a departure. The essence of this movement is Bach's own joyful commentary that is given to us via the chorus and via the ritornello theme itself. Please let us just sample the fourth movement, where we hear the second verse of the chorale. It's a very famous movement, and we have to say we at least heard a snippet of it before we can draw our conclusions and close off this lecture. Movement four, which features verse two of the chorale, begins with another ritornello theme. We hear it in unison violins and violas, and we hear a theme of great beauty and great grandeur. And I would point out that initially this movement is homophonic, with a quiet harmonic accompaniment to this magnificent and beautiful night music, because this is the mystery of the night, the mystery of the evening of Christ's coming. Then, in an extraordinary example of non-imitative polyphony, the tenors enter against this ritornello theme, singing the hymn tune, the pre-existing melody. They're singing, "The daughter of Zion hears the watchman singing. Her heart leaps for joy. She wakes and makes haste to arise." Yes, the tenors narrate in reverential tones the awakening of the virgin, the soul, and her joyous union with Jesus. So the orchestral music portrays the mystery and magic of this most special night, and the singers sing the second verse of the chorale, informing us of what is happening from a literal point of view. Please let us just sample this fourth movement. Now, sadly, we have sampled but three of the seven movements of this cantata. We haven't listened to the two duets, for example, which are incredibly operatic and very, very beautiful. These seven movements of this cantata, remember, all of them were composed, copied, proofread, rehearsed, and performed in the span of 7 days, after which time Bach had to go back and start the process all over again, one cantata a week. He did that, along with his other duties, for 6.5 years. We close with a quote from Ernest Newman. "In his cantatas, Bach succeeded in incorporating the emotional significance of both melody and the words of a chorale in a larger structure that is at once independent of the chorale and yet forms an organic unity with it." I could not have said it better myself. Thank you so much.